Welcome to the Organic Content Marketing Podcast with your host, Katie Toby Grinley. I'm here to share what I've learned about content, marketing, building a community from running my multiple businesses. So get ready for tips, trainings, and mindset shifts so you can create not only epic content, but an incredible business. I am joined by Nicole Weiner. Nicole is a business strategist, mentor, and coach who has been combining 17 years of studying psychology with 15 years of managing global corporations to help small business owners to scale and grow. Hello, Nicole, you absolute legend.
I feel like you've made me sound much better than I am there. Thank you. Hello, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for coming to talk to me today. Nicole, like, you are obviously an amazing, amazing business coach, but why I am so excited that you're here today is because you are a self-confessed introvert, and I really want to talk to you about how you're using social media for your coaching business. So when we had a little chat before, you were saying that you have found a social media platform that really suits you and your personality. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So when we were chatting, as you said, we were talking about, obviously, with what you do with your clients, content and social media. And one of the things that I have done in the last, well, I say 6 years of running my business, but really probably in the last four, because the first 2 years I wasn't as visible. With my first business, I didn't need to be. It was a very different model. Is I love LinkedIn. And one of the things a lot of people still actually don't see LinkedIn as a social media platform. A lot of people think that it's like for recruitment and for kind of HR stuff and to just kind of tell maybe your ex-colleagues when you've like got a new job and like that's about it. But it's absolutely not. And I've got an audience there now, which blows my tiny introvert mind. 17,500, I think we're at now, followers over there, which is just nuts. And I absolutely love it. And we'll dig in today to like different reasons as to like why that is. And you actually helped me realize some of those reasons when we spoke actually in our preamble ramble. But yeah.
Interesting that you were saying that you love LinkedIn, because you also said to me that you hate Instagram. Mm-hmm. So we are the total opposites. And I just find it so like interesting and so funny. But yeah, what you were saying about LinkedIn, it's come such a long way, hasn't it, since it first started. And I think so many people don't really understand like how awesome it is, especially like for someone like you, Nicole, who is an introvert, because it's like mostly text-based, isn't it? Like you can get away with a lot of text-based content on there. And do you think that's one of the reasons why you like it so much? Because you haven't got to do video to be pushed to the algorithm.
Absolutely. Video is something that I just don't like as much. I'm a chatterbox, and I love stuff like this where there's like a conversation and I can see somebody. But for me, and probably for a lot of people, when I'm like feel like I'm recording a video that's kind of like a reel or a something like that that's going to be going out, you're literally sitting there talking to yourself. Right. And you know, you get all the tips, and I give all the tips to people who want to do video. And I'm like, you know, you're talking to one person. Imagine you're talking to your friend. Imagine you're talking to a business friend. Imagine you're explaining to someone who doesn't understand about it. And we know all of that. But in my head, I'm just like, I'm still sitting in a room, like chatting to myself. Like, and I know that. And sometimes actually with my podcast, I find that quite difficult because I do solo episodes. So I am sitting there just talking to myself. Obviously, when it goes out, people are having the conversation with you. But when it's text, I feel like it's easier to get my word and my point across. Like I like to write, I like to get my ideas down and edit. It means I can go into a lot more detail of like the feelings and the words, and like it pushes me in that way. And also it means that I don't have to like put a face on to put out something. So actually my LinkedIn presence, I feel, has really elevated since I've had a lot more brand photography done as well. So I've had probably like 8 brand shoots now, which is, again, mad. But yeah, I've got like a whole library of stuff that I can use. So I can put pictures and images with the content that I put out that's written, that still allows people to build that know, like, trust, because they're seeing me, sometimes the odd selfie, like depending on just mixing it up a bit. But yeah, I love that. I love that LinkedIn is text first. I would say, though, that LinkedIn does quite like a picture as well as text, but it's not as preferable about video and text. Something that I notice in the way I put stuff out. Yeah.
Okay, that is so interesting. So you would use LinkedIn, so really then you don't have to like show your face on social media, so you could go probably like a couple of weeks without actually having to show your face. And do you think that saves you like a lot of energy as well?
Yeah, huge. I'm nodding profusely. As you said, we're obviously audio first, but like, yes, absolutely. Because especially, I think, especially as an introvert, actually, one of the things that I find a bit more tricky is being, the irony of being in front of lots of people. So I often say, like, my LinkedIn audience, if that many people showed up in a room to listen to what I've got to say, I wouldn't be there. I'm not coming. Like, I'm calling in sick. I'm not going to show up. So it does mean that you can show your face, but from a bit more of a controlled perspective, I suppose. You've got a lot more control over that. You can choose what that is. Whereas with video, my perfection can creep in quite a lot as well, to like for the editing or the ums or the ahs, which has definitely got better since I've put more podcast episodes out of my own or through speaking more. And it's practice, isn't it? The more you practice, the easier
absolutely
it gets.
Absolutely.
But yeah, definitely. It means that I can be anywhere and put stuff out without having to think, oh, I need to like now record this, or which also kind of gives me a bit more privacy as well, which is important to me because I'm quite a private person. Again, people probably find that quite surprising to hear because of the kinds of stuff I share, but I'm very conscious of what I want to keep to myself.
Yeah. Do you want to go into then what you actually do share, being an introvert?
And
a business coach, which, you know, very often we have to talk about ourselves, don't we, quite a lot.
Well, there's that know, like, trust thing, right? I'm very strategic. So as well as being a coach, I'm a mentor, I'm a strategist, I'm a consultant. So I'm very strategy driven. So everything I share will always be, I'm probably giving away a big secret here, but it's always with a purpose, right? So my clients who work with me know this. It's always got to be with a purpose. And I'm sure you teach your clients this in your membership. Like, what's the point? Why are you sharing this? Like, yeah, no one cares that you had cheese on toast for breakfast. Like, why does it matter? Literally. Do your clients like cheese on toast? They like literally quick meals.
Unless you're selling the cheese, then you don't need to be sharing that.
No. Or if there's a part where you're like trying to build a connection where your clients want quick meals because they're busy, for example, you can kind of, but what's the point? Why would you share it? Why would it help to build a relationship with thousands of strangers on the internet, which is really what, you know, I find this really weird about my retreats, actually, like my in-person stuff. I'm like, I am literally in a house with like loads of strangers, like.
Does that creep you out a little bit at times?
I have, for anyone who's listening, who's been on my retreats, I haven't thought this about any of you before. I love all of you, but sometimes in my head it's creeped in where I don't know people as well. And I think, oh my God, like, what if I woke up in the morning and one of them was like in my bed? Like, that really because like, you don't lock the doors. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, but it is weird to think you put out all of this stuff to all of these strangers. Like, why? Why are you doing it? Why would you open yourself up? And it's not like the being vulnerable and the being open is not safe. It is. It is okay to do that. But it's about being strategic. So, for example, if I shared a lot in 2020 about my social anxiety, like I was crippled with social anxiety throughout the pandemic. I didn't leave the house for 18 months. Like, I live on a farm, so I went walks and stuff in the forest. Even then, it felt like if I saw a human being, it was like The Walking Dead. I was like, there's a, you know, there's someone like, it's really unsafe, even though they're far away in the distance, they're a zombie, like they're going to get me. And by sharing that stuff intentionally when I was ready, so not as it was happening, but more like afterwards and as it was ready in the lessons, it helped to build connection with people because it shows that I'm human. It shows that I've had a hard time. It shows that I've worked through that. It shows that you can come through it too. It shows that I'm non-judgmental. Like, so anything that I do share like that, that I choose to share, is always with a purpose and thinking like, what do I want them to come away with? Is this going to help me in any way to build relationships, to show people what I'm like, to show people what I'm not like, what I stand for, what I find unacceptable, like those kinds of things, rather than kind of that saying, spraying, throwing spaghetti at the wall, the classic, like, you know, just like seeing what sticks. It's about what do you want them to come away with, no matter what it is that I'm sharing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, like you were saying, it's absolutely what I teach as well. There's got to be a point behind the post and, you know, why you're sharing it and what do you want the audience to be able to get from it? Mm-hmm. I think that's so important. Whatever we do online, we're not just posting for the sake of posting, because it's such a waste of time just, you know, to think, oh yeah, I've put something up, right, tick, let's move on with the rest of my day. That's not how you're going to build a community. And obviously you've managed to build an amazing community over on LinkedIn by, you know, having a purpose behind your content, having that strategy. And you've managed to do it as well by, you know, probably a very high percentage of putting out brand photos and not videos and not selfies. And I think that's just so amazing that actually, if you're really clear and, you know, you're strategic and have that purpose behind it, you don't need to do all these trends, these hacks, and, you know, you can still have an amazing community online who all connect with you and resonate with you and like, know and trust you as well.
And who will buy from you?
Yeah.
Building your relationship with humans, and we're here to run a business. You're wanting to, like, yes, you want to do it because you just want to help more people, but you have bills to pay. You've got a roof to put over your head. You've got food on the table. You want to go on holiday. You want to be able to take time off. You want to be able to take your friend out for lunch. Like, you want to be able to buy the dogs new coats and treats. Like, you
want, obviously, you want to, yeah. Like, number one priority. Hello.
Exactly. And to do that, you have to generate sales. So then when people are like, oh, yeah, I don't know, but it feels a bit icky, like if it's strategic, or that word even, doesn't it? Like, that word strategic for a lot of people feels like, oh, well, I'm kind of being a bit, you know, manipulative here, or I'm being like, you know, it's not honest. That's not true. If you look at all of the big brands that put stuff out, it's always with a purpose. So you have to be conscious about, yeah, what's the point? Essentially, like, just keep asking yourself that question. Like, what's the point? Why am I doing this? Why am I going to share this? Why am I also choosing not to share this?
Mm.
And one of the things that I always say, especially with that more vulnerable stuff, that storytelling, more vulnerable, open things, which as a coach is really important to build that relationship with people, because it is that very much human to human, client-led interaction, is to share from the scar and not the wound. So I am a bit of an oversharer. I mean, we've met a couple of times and I just talk and I share and I'm very open. And that's different in a one-to-one conversation, but more publicly with the stuff that can reach thousands and thousands of people within a couple of hours. For me, that introversion, vulnerability, my ADHD, I'm like, okay, but am I ready if somebody comes at me with a different opinion on this? Am I ready yet? Have I healed from it? Is there enough healing that's happened from the thing that I'm sharing? Have I moved forward from it enough? Have I got enough perspective and learning to be like, okay, well, this is how I feel and you can feel this way? Because honestly, as human beings, if we're still going through the thing, we are more vulnerable to being criticized. And when you do put stuff out online, you open up that conversation. That is going to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that's why some people get so triggered, because maybe they've not actually healed it, you know, they've tried to force it, it's been rushed, whereas actually, you know, you could sit on this for another year and still tell your story. It's still relevant, whether it's a year later, you know, 5 years later or 10 years later.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but yeah, that's some really great advice there, that though, Nicole, like making sure that, you know, you're ready to have other people's opinions, conversations as to what you're sharing, because oh my goodness, people online always have an opinion about something.
God, don't they?
Yeah. So I think that is honestly the best piece of advice I've heard in such a long time, is make sure that you are ready for people to disagree with your opinion.
Yeah. And then also, I think something that's helped me with that is like having a stock response. And knowing, because this is the thing that I find for a lot of people who are trying to come over onto LinkedIn or grow that audience there, especially like, you know, you've had, you know, it's full of ex-colleagues, it's full of people from your past, and you're trying to move forward with this new thing that you're doing, and all the imposter stuff comes up, and people are like, oh, but they're going to think, who the hell is he or she to talk like this? Who do they think they are? They don't know about this. Blah, 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 all the, you know, all that unhelpful, those unhelpful voices that are trying to keep us safe, but we know that they're not going to help us make progress. So for me, I'm like, okay, well, if it's never actually happened, but if one of those ex-colleagues decides to comment on something or send me a message and say something, what would I do?
Yeah.
If somebody that I don't know, which is more often more what happens, so like my third plus degree connections will come along and say something that's a bit controversial, or if they, you know, I've had some spats over there, so right, you block people, delete them, remove them, but be conscious of also not just creating yourself an echo chamber of just people who agree with you. So that's why I say, like, be open to what will happen if people disagree, and just thank them for their input. Thanks for being part of the discussion. Thank you for sharing that and adding to the conversation. That's a really interesting point of view. Thank you for sharing that. Like, you can respond with those things in the comments. You're not ignoring them. Because what I used to do is, if there was something negative, I wouldn't want to delete the person because it would help with reach.
Yes.
Right? Because it would mean it would get in front of more people. But then I wouldn't reply to them. So I'd only reply to the nice comments. And I was like, okay, well then, like, something's going on here. I need to do this differently. So I either block them or remove them if they're really toxic. And sometimes online, you're just going to, it is going to happen. There are people like that. Block them, you know, if they are really toxic, if it does feel like it's too deep, if it feels like you haven't been able to process that enough, or let's be honest, am I allowed to swear?
Yes, go for it.
But they're just a bit of a dick, yeah. Right? Some people are just, you know, they're just not your people. I believe that like attracts like. So they will be around people that are like them. So if you don't want that echo chamber to be part of that conversation, remove them. You have all of that in your power. This doesn't matter where you show up, where it is on social media, anywhere that it is, if it's Facebook, if it's Instagram, if it's TikTok, if it's YouTube, if it's LinkedIn, it doesn't matter. Delete them, block them, remove them, because they will be around people who are like them. But also be conscious that you're not just creating yourself this kind of like, and not toxic positive, but an echo chamber of just where people agree with you.
Yeah. And I always reply to people who may not agree with me, and I always thank them for their opinion. I'm just like, thank you so much for your opinion. I hadn't thought of it this way.
Yeah.
And then it shows that I've noticed what they've said. I've acknowledged it. Mm. I've replied. And do you know what I mean? That usually as well stops any more like negativity from that person, because, you know, they've been heard, which is what most of these people, you know, who leave the negative unkind comments want. They want to be heard. They want to be seen, because they feel like their opinion is really, really important. And of course it is. And it's just that we might not think it is, because we don't necessarily agree with their opinion. But I have noticed as well, like when I've had some negative comments, I've actually, like, it's broadened and opened my mind about things, and I've learned from it, which I'm really thankful for. So I don't think we need to stop ourselves from posting because we're so worried about the negative comments, because actually we can learn things from it. It may open our mind, or, you know, maybe I'll go and learn more about that. And that's what I love about, you know, everyone coming together and sharing their opinions.
And I so agree with that. And actually, I put a post out on LinkedIn this week, I think it was, about things I wish they taught at school. And I wish they taught more of this in terms of like differences of opinion are okay. I mean, unless you went to like a debate club, which most people don't, you're not taught, you're taught one thing. This is the way, this is the right answer, except, and we're kind of, that's kind of drilled into us, right? So if people could understand more that it is okay to have differences of opinion and to think, like you just said, okay, what can I learn from this? What can I take away from this? And if it's that you take away that you just know that person's not your person, or that you don't agree with their opinion, or that it's okay to have different opinions and you don't want to explore it more, they're all fine. They're all like any out, you know, all those outcomes are okay. But there's also the part where you said about, you know, not posting because you're worried about the trolls or you're worried about the negativity. It's about finding a way to deal with that, because that's something that is not within your control. If what other people's opinions and what they're going to say is not within your control, the thing that is within your control is about how you respond. So either internally or with comments like, thank you so much for adding to the discussion. Thank you so much for your opinion. I hadn't thought about it that way. Like, those are all things that are in your tank, your ammunition tank. And I think actually, interestingly, talking about video, one of the things that really held me back from doing video for a long time, especially lives, when Facebook lives were a bit more, you know, they got good reach, and it was like in the pandemic is when I was doing quite a lot of those, is I was so scared that someone was going to ask me something and I didn't know the answer. What do you say if you do a video or you go live and there's someone there on the other side and they ask you something and you don't know? Well, you just say, I'm not sure, but I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's a really great question. I don't know the answer. Let me see if I can find out for you and get back to you.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I've been doing this for long enough now, but sometimes someone can ask me like a technical question about one of the platforms. And of course, we all know how, you know, quickly they change and how much they update. And I'm like, do you know what? I actually haven't kept up to date with that particular rule. Let me go and see what I can find out, and I'll come back and tell you what I've found for you.
Yeah. Which shows that you're interested in people as well and that you want to help. So I think where people can feel like if they don't have all the answers, it feels like they're a failure, or like people are going to judge them or not think they're professional. I think it's more professional when someone's honest.
Yeah.
And says, actually, no, I'm not sure. I haven't kept up to date with this, or I didn't even know about that bit. Okay, great. Thank you for letting me know. Let me go and find out and I'll come back to you. That's great. And also, when you look at community and the importance of building community, building those strong relationships, when someone's asked you something, you go away and you come back and you give them the answer. That's a human to human, like strong connection that you're creating there, because that person's going to remember that you did that.
Yeah, I think it's also a excellent sign of leadership, being okay with not knowing everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess like I've definitely been in containers where people have like absolutely not known the answers and they've just waffled or like totally spoke a load of bullshit. And I've been like, oh my God, that is so not true.
And you're sitting there going, that's not the right answer. I know that it's not true, but you're not going to, obviously, if it's in their container, you're not going to go there, but you're like, oh.
Yeah. Whereas I've been in another container and someone was asking about Facebook groups and she was like, oh, I don't know, but I can ask my social media manager. And she went, oh, hang on, does anyone here know? And I raised my hand and they were like, oh, Katie, do you know? And I was like, yeah, do you want me to talk about it? Oh, yes, please, because, you know, I don't know. And I just thought, wow, what an incredible person to put their hands up in front of, you know, their clients and go, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to see if actually someone who is in this container does know. So it's going to help other people. And I love that.
True community and leadership, as you say. I think especially from like the coaching side and the psychology and love and all of that, that's modeling behaviours. That's modeling amazing behaviours that other people may have never experienced or seen before.
Nicole, do you have any tips that you can share with fellow introverts that are listening and who kind of just want to be seen more online, or maybe they just need a little bit more courage to show up as themselves online?
Absolutely. Remember, number one, remember that you are fully in control, number one. Number two, a lot of introverts are also heart-led and are driven on impact, on quality connections with other people. So instead of focusing on yourself, focus on what other people are going to get from this. So that we were saying, what's the point? Why are you sharing this? What do you want people to take away? What do you want to inspire people with? What do you want people to learn? What conversation do you want to start? What community do you want to build? Like, focus on other people rather than it being on you. And that can really help you to be like, okay, like, some of the most vulnerable stuff that I've shared, if I'm really honest, like, I will sometimes still have to go to bed after I've hit post. Like, I will have to lie down. My nervous system goes, oh my God, what have you just done? Like, are you sure? And almost every time I do that, the reach is nuts. The impact of that one thing is huge. But it's okay for it to feel scary as well.
Yeah.
It's very normal for it to feel scary because we're worried that if we're sharing something that's raw and we put it out there for other people to judge, I'm using that in inverted commas, you know, with my hands. Psychologically, go back years and years of how our brains have evolved but not evolved, we would be ousted from a tribe or ousted from the people that would help us to hunter, gather and survive if we were different. So it's okay to feel worried and scared that sharing something different to maybe what you see other people sharing or different to what you've shared before feels like this real fear that you're going to, like, you know, that you're going to die. You're like, oh my God, it's like almost that same thing of like, this is a survival thing here. So remind yourself that it's okay to be vulnerable. You're in control of it. And then the last part, I guess, would be about having those stock responses.
Yes.
And knowing, and not even just the responses, but kind of what you would do. So just remove people, block them. If there's anyone that's in your, I think for a lot of introverts, we're worried about judgment as well. So if there's anything that you're worried about or someone you're worried about, who's an ex-colleague maybe that you didn't get on with, who was really opinionated and a bit of a shit, like, just delete them, remove them.
Yeah, I mean, I always think if you don't like someone in real life, why are you connected with them on social media?
Absolutely. Why do you care about their opinions? Why do you care what they think of you, whether they tell you or whether they're talking about you behind your back? If they're talking about you behind your back, they're in the right place. They're behind you.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
And you can block them.
100%. That is fully within your control.
Yeah, I absolutely did that. And it feels so much better.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's liberating.
That is exactly what I needed to do. I needed to go and find their profiles and I needed to block them.
With total love, there's a point here around, and this hit home for me the first time that I heard it, and I don't know where it was from, so I can't credit the source. But if you're doing that, if you're allowing those people that you're worried about, ex-colleagues, people from school that were shits to you, like whatever the ex-boyfriends, like whatever, whoever these ex-mother-in-laws, like whoever those people are, if you're not showing up because you're worried about what they're going to say or think, you are allowing them to control you. Take back your power.
Yeah. Oh my God, Nicole, like I feel like you've dropped so many golden nuggets in this episode. Thank you so, so much for being an awesome guest. I will drop all of your links in the show notes so people can come and find you, check you out on LinkedIn and see what you're getting up to.
Lovely. Thank you for having me, Katie.
You're welcome.